Escalating tensions in the Middle East culminated in a series of confrontations between Israel, Iran, and its allied groups throughout April. That included Israel's alleged involvement in explosions reported in Iran's Esfahan province on the 19th of April. So, what are the regional implications of these developments? Hello and welcome to this Global Situation podcast from International SOS, the leading health and security risk services company. I'm Chris Giles. Well, joining me for this episode is Polina Vinogradova, who's our security analyst covering the Middle East and North Africa. So, Polina, following the recent developments, what's the situation like in the region right now?
So, tensions between Israel and Iran have somewhat de-escalated. In public statements, Iran has downplayed the significance of the 19 April incident, while Israel has not publicly acknowledged that it was behind it. There are some contradictions in statements attributed to Iranian and Israeli officials around the nature of the incident. Statements from Iranian officials, for instance, suggest that the incident involved drones, which appear to have been launched from within the country. However, reports on Israeli media suggest that Israel used a locally developed air-to-surface missile, which was able to bypass Iran's radar systems. And that in itself is a statement to Israeli military capabilities. But despite these developments, it appears that the situation has somewhat de-escalated. Statements from Iranian officials suggest that Iran doesn't intend to retaliate unless Israel mounts another operation against Iranian interests.
Could you elaborate on how these developments have affected the rest of the region?
So throughout April, when we saw escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran, the situation in regional hotspots, including on Israel-Lebanon border, as well as in the Red Sea, has remained largely unchanged. In Iraq and Syria, however, we have seen two instances of U.S. bases being targeted in both countries, specifically on 21st and 22nd of April. These incidents haven't resulted in damage or casualties, but are still notable because U.S. bases haven't been targeted in either of these countries since February this year. The targeting of U.S. bases follows an explosion at a military base in Iraq, south of Baghdad, which was housing pro-Iranian militia. The explosion resulted at least in one casualty. Both US and Israel denied their involvement in the incident. The resumption of targeting of US bases in Iraq and Syria is something that we have anticipated to occur again in response to regional developments, particularly in response to a spike in regional tensions similar to the one that we have seen in the past few days.
So could you provide an outlook for regional developments for us?
Sure. So immediate tensions between Israel and Iran have somewhat de-escalated, at least for the time being, but broader regional tensions persist. And these are driven by a number of issues, including Israel's planned offensive on Rafah, which is yet to materialize, stalemate in Israel-Hamas negotiations, and linked to that stalemate in the ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hezbollah, and the ongoing hostilities on the Israel-Lebanon border. In addition to that, maritime tensions persist in the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, and now we also see fresh instances of targeting of U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. In short, all of these dynamics that have been driving tensions that culminated in a round of exchanges of hostilities between Israel and Iran are still there. What is different now is that there is a precedent of direct confrontation between these two countries. This in turn could pave way for further rounds of direct confrontations between Israel and Iran in response to further spikes in regional tensions.
So, Polina, finally, has there been any change in our advice?
Overall, our recommendations remain the same. We continue to advise our clients to closely monitor regional developments via verified sources, including international SOS alerts, diplomatic missions, and their local contacts. It is also critical to ensure that escalation plans are up to date and are rapidly implementable and account for potential for airspace closure, examples of which we have seen during the latest escalation between Israel and Iran.
Okay, Polina, thank you so much for all your analysis and advice.
Thank you.
Well, that's all for now, but just a reminder that you'll be able to access all the latest information and updates for the wider Middle East region from our website at internationalsos.com. And from there, you can find out about our global network of assistance centres, available to clients 24/7. But until next time, thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.